Local people, local stories. From KYW News Radio, this is The All Local.
Presented by Penn Medicine, never stop believing you can be the difference. I'm Suzanne Monahan. Here's what's happening. As parents and teachers are getting ready for the school year in New Jersey, Governor Murphy reversed course a bit and is allowing districts who qualify to move to an all-remote start for the year. Camden and Willingboro schools are going fully virtual, but in Cherry Hill, school superintendent Dr. Joe Malosh says they're staying on track for hybrid learning.
We are continuing to move forward to be prepared to open schools in the hybrid model on September the 8th.
Cherry Hill families can choose the hybrid plan or full remote, but Malosh says things are fluid, and that has Julie Murphy, a mother of three young kids, concerned that her plans could go out the window at any time.
There's just so much uncertainty at the moment. It makes it relatively stressful time.
A newly released national poll suggests Americans may be getting weary of COVID-19 and the restrictions imposed as a result. The Monmouth University poll finds 52% of the country believing the U.S. is handling the pandemic worse than other countries. 72% suggest the U.S. is on the wrong track. President Trump gets most of the blame, but pollster Patrick Murray says now governors are starting to feel the heat.
We have it at currently 57%. Saying their state's governor is doing a good job. The high point for that was 73% back in May. So it's still a positive number, but I think people are starting to get tired of what's happening with COVID, that it keeps spreading, that the openings keep closing back up again.
Murray suggests partisanship is seeping into those states. For example, the northeast part of the country where Democrats dominate continues to see high approval numbers. Republican governors are doing relatively well down south. The permission that Philadelphia officials got to move the Christopher Columbus statue from Marconi Plaza didn't last long. KYW City Hall Bureau Chief Pat Loeb reports a judge has halted the process.
Come and Please Judge Paula Patrick ordered a delay of the Art Commission's approval for moving the statue while a lawsuit brought by the neighborhood group Friends of Marconi Plaza proceeds. The group wants the statue to stay where it is. The city says it should be removed because it became a public safety issue when protesters and defenders of the statue clashed in the park. The statue has been covered in plywood ever since. Yesterday, the Art Commission agreed with the city but said it must find a new home for the statue, not on public land, and should create a new memorial to replace the statue.
The city welcomed the Art Commission's decision, but says it's still reviewing the judge's order. A woman charged earlier this year in the death of a teenager found dead in a plastic tub in South Philadelphia now faces first-degree murder charges. KYW crime and justice reporter Kristen Johansson reports.
Madison Lighty is now charged with the murder of 18-year-old Aaron Schweikert, who was found wrapped in a plastic bag decomposing inside a storage container in January in the basement of the home where Lighty lived. Schweikert went missing in October, last seen along Front Street after telling her family she was meeting someone. 26-year-old Lighty was charged with abuse of corpse and tampering with evidence, but detectives continued to investigate, digging through cell phone records and social media posts. Enough digital evidence, officials say, to charge her with murder.
Sources say Schweikert had both heroin and fentanyl in her system when she died. Authorities have charged the widower of a fallen Philadelphia police officer with insurance fraud and theft because he married another woman. The district attorney says John Higgins, the husband of late Sharon Higgins, who died from a heart attack on duty in 1987, had been collecting survivor benefits, which he was allowed to do until he remarried. Prosecutors say he remarried in 1990 but still collected benefits for two decades, collecting hundreds of thousands of dollars. Many doggy daycare businesses in the region are struggling because a lot of pet owners are working from home during the pandemic. But KYW's John McDevitt reports there is one in the city that's making a big splash.
The Canine Sport and Swim Club in Norton Liberties has a large outdoor space with a 24-foot long, 12-foot wide in-ground pool for dogs.
Our best swimmer is actually a French bulldog. His name is Baxter, and he swims all day long. We call him Michael Phelps.
Ted Greenberg is the owner. He says business has been great.
We're getting about 20 to 25 dogs a day, so it's super popular. Everyone's loving it.
There are six webcams throughout the facility where pet owners can keep an eye on their pooch.
And that's the All Local presented by Penn Medicine. Never stop believing you can be the difference. I'm Suzanne Monahan. Listen live anytime on the radio.com app. And on your smart speaker, just say play KYW News Radio.